The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 a.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you twice a day, every weekday by China Radio International.
Paul James with you on this Wednesday, April 11th, 2012. Welcome to the Beijing Hour, coming to you live from the Chinese capital. Richard St. Cyr is a doctor with Beijing United Family and also the founder of the very popular expat health blog, myhealthbeijing.com. The good doctor joins us live on the line now for his thoughts on what's making news out of the papers on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, Doc. What's got your attention this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Hope you're enjoying your spring. It's been really great weather finally in Beijing for the last few days. The most interesting thing was this study in the cancer journal, which mentioned dental x-rays. You know, everyone goes to the dentist and they usually get these x-rays every year. This survey of people is not the best study, but it showed that the people that get more x-rays at their dentists or when they get them at a younger age, there's an increased risk of a brain cancer specifically called a meningioma. So the risk was at least 50% and as high as 300%, more than 3 to 5 times higher, especially if you had any dental x-rays before you were 10 years old.
Really? Now, this is interesting. Why is it specific to dental x-rays? I mean, obviously, when people are going in for x-rays in general, for your head, you know, to look for fractures and things of that effect, wouldn't that be the same as a dental x-ray, or is the dental x-ray different in some way?
Well, the problem with all x-rays that we're finding out more and more is that these routine x-rays, they do have radiation in it, and it does increase the risk for cancers, like chest x-rays in a healthy person every year are not recommended anymore. So dental x-rays used to have a lot more, I mean, they used to radiate people's feet 40 years ago to get the size of their feet. You know, kids used to go to these radiation stations in the UK and everything, and they developed, you know, cancers down there. And so the radiation levels are much less than they were before, but still it's an interesting study. And it is something for people maybe to think about when they go to the dentist next year. If they're getting, there's a specific recommendations for dental x-rays from the dental people, you know, 1 to 3 years. But even then, there isn't a lot of evidence to support that it does much to change your teeth. So it's a controversial issue, but it is something maybe you should bring up to your dentist next time.
Sure. And just for our listeners, can you sort of differentiate the difference between a normal x-ray and a CT scan? Because they're sort of different, are they?
Yeah. So dental x-ray, of course, is a very small amount of x-rays overall, but everyone usually uses a chest x-ray as a standard. So a dental x-ray is even less than that, but it's really focused on the brain. So maybe it does increase these tumors a little bit. But a CT, a CAT scan, is basically a really hardcore x-ray. It's equivalent to at least 200 x-rays. If you get a CT of your chest or something, that's at least the equivalent of 200 x-rays. It's a lot of radiation. And a lot of these Chinese health centers and other health centers, they do these annual CTs, these body CTs. It's really bad for you. And there's no evidence that it protects people's lives. It probably causes more cancer than it actually helps.
All right. Well, something to keep in mind there for sure. Anything else catch your attention this morning, Doc?
Yeah, I've talked about diabetes before in the show, but another study in diabetes in China, you know, the problem with sugar. They did a poll of all China, and the percentage of people in China that are diabetic now is really skyrocketing. From 2002 to 2007, the percentage of people went from 10% to 13%. It was like a 60%, a 30% increase of the whole population. So, like 1 out of 7 Chinese people now have diabetes. Yeah.
Now, is this type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 is the lifestyle diabetes.
Right.
Type 2 is what happens when every country goes Western in terms of the diet, and China's become much more wealthy now, and people aren't exercising on their bicycles anymore. They're buying cars. So this is the Western lifestyle diabetes. Type 1 is the one you're born with.
Right. So 1 in 7, hey?
Yeah. So it's a preventable epidemic all over the world. And China, unfortunately, is catching up with the rest of the world in many things, including diabetes.
Yikes. Well, certainly something for people to consider and talk to your doctor about. That's Dr. Richard St. Cyr with Beijing United Family, also the founder of popular expat health blog, myhealthbeijing.com.